Blog Talk Radio.
The 20-year-old me would just go the hell off. And what's you young people are saying, chimp now, I think. I don't know about that. That doesn't sound controlled. I've always had control.
If you don't listen to Weekend Edition, one, you're an idiot, and two, you have no idea what I'm talking about here. Let me fill you in a little bit.
So what we thought we'd do, if you know this show, you've seen this before, sort of. What we decided to do, because it was a new word to me, I got to be honest, this whole doxing thing. So we set up a couple situations where we thought maybe.
I was the wrong thing to say. My uncle looked at me and he goes, "You're going to regret that." It was in fun under troll, and I want to first apologize to you for that.
The truth be known. That's what this show is called, The Truth. I have to tell the truth because I have this thing called a conscience.
And I have been robbed of that right from, and I want to ask you something.
I am so happy that you're here, Debbie.
I am here, and so are you.
Somebody
I've
will
got
talk
a friend
to me.
Named
I've been
Jesus.
Isolated and alone all day.
So you know that when I die, gonna set me up with the spirit in the sky.
Now, tell me, who are you?
K-I-L-A. 186 Point Deuce.
The worldwide radio show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk show. Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, give me a break.
I'm sorry, girl.
Hiya!
This is horseshit! I'm being raped by a robot and helped by a blind chump with a dodgy translator, while my master is a sick old pervert, and I'm completely out of montages. This calls for a cliffhanger. Saki!
Ooh, speedball makes Saki sick.
Help me, someone! Hey, what about my dead parents' souls?
Oh, shit, the scriptwriters forget about them again. Oh, boy.
Join us next week for another episode of Princess Robot Bubblegum. And don't forget to pick up the feature-length film that went straight to DVD. The saga continues in Princess Robot Bubblegum and the Kitty Lover Shiny Bikini Ninja Super Party Time Dimensional Dragon Hole. And pick up the video game available for handhelds. Princess Robot Bubblegum LXVII. Repressed Destiny Sparkle. The action RPG.
Oh, shit.
Too many numbers.
And of course, trading cards, uncensored manga, and collectible figurines for lonely people to stick on their desks in lieu of friends. Plus, an assortment of other quality branded merchandise.
Too horny to fight crime.
Visit PrincessRobotBubblegum.com. CNT.
The 20-year-old me would just go the hell off. And what's you young people are saying, chimp now, I think. I don't know about that. That doesn't sound controlled. I've always had control.
If you don't listen to Weekend Edition, one, you're an idiot, and two, you have no idea what I'm talking about here. Let me fill you in a little bit.
So what we thought we'd do, if you know this show, you've seen this before, sort of.
Thank you.
First things first, I pop them. Freaks all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coppet. Stop it, if you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in, game begins. First I talk about how I dress is this. And diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses. The sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late. And sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, Major Payne like Damon Wayans. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan scheming. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Ask Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Me. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all states, sexing me while your man. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Now tell me, who are you?
K-I-L-A
186.2.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
Stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck?
Fuck. What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is with this guy? Who is he?
What the fuck are you doing here, you fucker? Shit!
What the fuck's going on?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you doing, man? Stop it!
Shit, what the hell are you doing? I'm banging that girl! Oh!
What the?
Have they called you?
What the fuck?
So what the fuck are you thinking, man? What the fuck are you talking about?
Huh? No, what the fuck are you? I'm not. Fuck!
What the fuck is he talking about?
Exactly what happened. That makes me fucking sick.
Homer, with all due respect, what the fuck are you talking about?
And what the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? What the fuck are we going to tell Lebowski?
What the fuck does anything have to do with Vietnam? What the fuck are you talking about? Oh!
What the fuck are you talking about?
Huh? No, what the fuck are you... I'm not... Fuck!
What the fuck is this guy? Who is he?
What the fuck are you doing here, you fucker?
Shit! What the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you doing, man? Stop it!
Shit, what the hell are you doing? I'm banging that girl! Oh!
What the...
Have I called you?
What the fuck is this?
Just one thing, dude.
And what's that?
You have to use semantic cuss words.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's what the... And I'm your brown-colored commentator. Back again, friends. I'm sorry. We've been having some technical difficulties, so apologies for the show not running. But you know Goofy Bone. He's got to be out there for fucking something in the morning. Fucking women and on a beach. Running around butt booty naked. Oh, you know me. Just loving life. It's hump day, ladies and gentlemen. You better get your humps in. I hope you did. I know I did. I'd like to welcome those of you out there tuning into us throughout all the various website locations. MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, SoulSingles.com, TheDirty.com. So many fucking, I don't even know how many websites are dedicated to this wonderful show. But yeah. But anyways, Becca Sal is not here because he's on assignment. So what we're going to do right now is, what I'm doing right now is I'm rolling a blunt. Because we're going to smoke a nice good one in just a bit. But before we do, we got to see what the fuck. We got to look outside the window and we got to see what the fuck is going on out there. Because I'm going to be honest with you people. America has gone to the shits. And I'm dead fucking serious, people. What the fuck is going on in America? Where immigrant parents are suing the state of Texas for withholding their birth certificates to the United States born kids. I mean, let's get the fuck out of here with this shit. Isn't there better things to fucking argue about? I mean, don't get me on fucking immigration and all that fucking bullshit. Because I'll tell you right now, I was born here just because my heritage happens to be fucking Latino or Mexicano or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I was born here, bitches. I'm an American. I will bleed for the fucking red, white, and fucking you know what. I will defend my country against all terrorists, all terrorism, foreign and domestic. But yet, motherfuckers are sitting here fucking crying and bitching because they want their children's birth certificate. It's like, where the fuck were you, where were your kids born at? A hospital gives you a birth certificate. And don't tell me you just ran, the kid was born and you just walked out. I'm telling you how stupid these fucking people are. And then they expect fucking freebies. Get the fuck out of here. But I'm serious. This fucking country, day in and day out, gets scammed by so many different fucking people. You got Chinese fucking people from China, okay, who got pregnant, okay? Then they go to the United States and have their kid, so their kid could have American fucking credentials. But nobody's talking about that. Everything has to be blamed on good old fucking Mexico. Oh, Mexico did this. Oh, Mexico did that. Well, if America didn't supply guns to the fucking cartels, then we wouldn't have a problem. Come on, Mexicans are always at the flea markets every weekend. You're telling me they got high-tech fucking guns? Get the fuck out of here. America supplied them with guns. And don't be fucking bedazzled and say, oh, Goofy Bone, what are you talking about? Yeah, our military. Once the Gulf War is over with, all those guns that they brought over, do you know it costs more money to ship those guns back than it is to fucking just leave them there? There's arms dealers worldwide, people. Worldwide. Look at Russia. Fucking, since this Iran fucking Iraq fucking, you know, nuclear problem, Russia, they've been stocking up on guns, and I'm telling you, they motherfucker, they're gonna make the Cold War, people. Vladimir Putin is the last motherfucking real motherfucker from the Cold War. From the USSR days, from fucking Zengist times. This motherfucker has so much animosity towards the United States of America. This motherfucker wants to get us one way or the other. And it'll be for Mother Russia. Mother Russia! It'll be for fucking, you know, Dolph Lundgren's fucking character on fucking Rocky. It'll be for fucking Drago. And it'll be for Mikhail Gorbachev and all those motherfuckers. But see, America always blames the poor old Mexicans. Well, if America was smart, they would build a bigger fence. They have cameras watching these motherfuckers cross day in and day out. What do they do? Not a goddamn thing. You know how stupid America is? Their justice system. Say, for instance, somebody tries to rob me in my own home. And you know what Goofy Bones is going to do to this motherfucker. This, you know I'm going to fucking kill them. I'm going to fucking straight grab a knife and gut that motherfucker right in its jugular. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I'm talking about the Cold War, okay? It's not a 1988 show, okay? But yet, the justice system will defend that prowler, that intruder, that motherfucker that decided to go beyond his fucking will to come into my fucking home and try to break in and enter. And I kill this motherfucker. Now I go to fucking court. I'm on trial for murder. It's like, this motherfucker was out to kill somebody. He was out to rob. He was out to do whatever the fuck. He didn't care about life. Why should we fucking care about him? But no. A jury of 12 people will find me guilty because I just wanted to kill him because he entered the wrong home. They protect idiots like this. America does it day in and day out. Look at the fucking shooter. Remember the Batman shooter? What was his name? Holmes? That retarded looking fucking white boy that wished he got fucked by a black chick? I mean, seriously. America makes these motherfuckers the best things in the world. Look at that one stupid kid that went into that church and shot those people just because he waved around a Confederate flag. Just because he thought the Confederate flag meant something more powerful than God. Just because he fucking thought the Confederate flag was all about himself. They took the Confederate flag down. They fucking took the goddamn Confederate flag down. They took off the Dukes of Hazzards. I can't watch the Dukes of Hazzards no more on Nick at Night because of this fucking cocksucker. A year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, nobody complained about that fucking flag. But America fed into fucking this stupid kid's bullshit. And now a flag that meant something to some people. Don't think it meant anything to you. I don't give a fuck about that flag. But that's a part of history. And because of this stupid fucking 21-year-old mushroom-haired motherfucker, they took down the flag. They stopped selling that flag. That flag is deemed evil. The devil himself has made that flag. That's how stupid America is. They feed into this fucking bullshit. This semi-Nazi fucking crap. America's too busy taking care of other countries that fucking sit there and talk shit about America. Did you hear what I fucking said? They feed these motherfuckers. And yet they complain about the fucking bums on the street. Let me tell you how to fix your bum situation. You pay them minimum wage. Since they're on the street, have them pick up all the garbage that's on the street. You have a bunch of bums cleaning up areas that are all full of trash and da-da-da-da. You'll have your city looking clean. Not only will you eliminate your bum problem, and if you want to know how are you eliminating your bum problem, you're giving them money to start over again. They're already on the streets. All they have to do is clean up junk. If you feed that into their mind, they don't want to be bums anymore. They want to be normal human beings. And by this opportunity, it gets them off the street. It changes their lives. And we start eliminating bums off the streets. because they'll have enough money to fucking rent fucking places. They'll have enough money to live life like a normal human being. But nah, our cities, they don't see it that way. They'd rather let these motherfuckers just sit around, shit all over the place. If a city mayor gave a fuck, he would start putting in use for these fucking people. These people ain't fucking deformed. These people are walking up and down your fucking intersections asking for fucking money. Asking for fucking change. And I'm going to tell you something. These people were so desperate. Today, some lady, some black lady, nasty looking old fucking bitch, no teeth and anything. She walked up to my car and she said, "Please, sir, I'm hungry. I'll do anything for a dollar." So me joking around, I told her, "Let me grab your tit for a dollar." And she looked at me and said, "Oh, hell no, I won't do that." Like, bitch, you just told me you'll do anything for a dollar. It's not like I was going to fucking grab her tit or anything. Like, her tits were all nasty and shit. But it's like these people, they have their fucking nerve. I didn't have that much change one time. I gave somebody 10 cents. And they looked at me like, "This is it?" It's like when you keep feeding the pigeons at the park, more pigeons are going to appear wanting that food. There's a way to get rid of them. You just got to put them to work. They could walk. They could move their arms. They could talk. There's nothing wrong with those people. They know how to eat, sleep, and shit. But yeah. Anyways, we're going to take a commercial break right now. But we're going to ask everybody to just sit back, sit tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. If they do, take a shoe and beat those motherfuckers until they're black and blue.
If a celeb shits, eats, or snorts it, Fizz is there.
Hey! On the next episode of Fizz, we're to the pop royalty party at the hottest nightclubs, of course. And guess who's been partying it up at exclusive Liberty City nightclub, Maisonette 9? Chloe Parker! She was seen in the VIP champagne room, humping and grinding and taking part in Maisonette's legendary champagne drinking contest. Our sources also say Chloe busted some moves on the dance floor, where guys grind on girls and then they head off to the bathroom for a quickie. Too hot for telly. Live fast, party hard, and total your $200,000 car. That's how the celebrities roll. But we hear security can be tight. Sell anything illegal or get too drunk, and bouncers will be on you in a second. We're told party boy Alfonso Vasquez Jr. shelled out a pretty penny not to be thrown out. Hey! Bahama Mama's nightclub also sees its share of A to Z listers. Celebrities such as Tony McTony and Miranda Cowan have made appearances at this club, which often pays the celebrities just to appear, so people attending feel less vapid and empty. That's why we obsess over celebrities and yawn at politics.
Boring!
And since celeb girls love to glom on loaded men who have no interest in the female anatomy, starlets can often be seen hanging on buff boys at the hottest gay club in town, Hercules! Plus, when the paparazzi gets thick and heavy, the staff of Hercules helps them escape. It's fabulous! Don't miss this and more on the next episode of Fizz!
Fizz!
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Look at that. The Hendersons are getting a new fence.
Ah, who cares? They're swingers.
I want a new fence.
We just got one 2 years ago after your parents were killed.
I want a new fence. That's it. We're never having sex again.
Need a home loan fast?
At the American Bank of Los Santos, we'll help you get the debt you need to make life easier. We'll show you how to look richer and be poorer. Your home is your equity. What exactly are you saving it for? You need to impress people fast, not in 20 years. It's only a risk if you get into money troubles or the economy changes, which doesn't seem likely. We know living in the suburbs is a constant competition, where you're defined by your lawn and your siding. Call American Bank of Los Santos when you need to add a rec room addition with a jungle swing or a jacuzzi for eight. Now that the kids have moved out and have drug problems of their own, maybe it's time to install a luxury marble wet bar so you can get drunk in private. American Bank of Los Santos. Dreams take money. Why worry about tomorrow if you look inadequate today?
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle, and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-943-1356. That's 1-800-943-1356.
Kids at home unattended when I go out drinking, but I don't want them to get into trouble. What can I do? I've petitioned Congress to outlaw everything that isn't suitable for children, but they're not listening.
Try the Vindication Angel Curse Buster BC.
Holy f***ing shit!
That's right! The Vindication Angel Curse Buster BC monitors television and movies for profanity and replaces it with a convenient similar-sounding word.
Who the fumble are you?
Codfish.
Come over here and lick my
banana bread.
Plus, if your children try to watch gymnastics, women's tennis, or any other softcore pornography, you're sent a text message immediately so you can feel like you're parenting, even when you're not. With the Vindication Angel Curse Buster BC, you never have to worry about your children being exposed to profanity, nudity, bestiality, polygamy, drug or alcohol use, mooning, heavy petting, teabagging, attractive teens, girls in bikinis, homosexuality, or science. The Vindication Angel Curse Buster BC. It's time to start editing reality.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program,
186 Point Deuce.
Already in progress.
I just can't believe that, Chewbacca. Are we back? They made a Sharknado 3. Where are they coming up with this fucking bullshit? I heard the only thing good about Sharknado 3 is that the Today Show cast was eaten. Thank God. But why would you continue throwing sharks in a tornado and act like they're gonna live right after they fucking hit land? Get the fuck out of here. That is the most stupidest, dumbest, fucking, crodacious, fucking, dumb fucking idea ever known to man. Sharknado, get the fuck out of here. Surprised they didn't put chimpanzees on Mars already, fuck. Get the fuck out of here. Who comes up with this shit? You know, everyone's all happy on Twitter. Like they couldn't wait for it. Stupid sci-fi movies. I can't believe this shit is still going on. I remember watching like maybe 10 minutes of the first one. And I was all, this is terrible acting. I mean, what the fuck is this? A Nickelodeon fucking movie? But anyways, we're going to smoke some dope right now. But let's be serious and honest, people. I mean, Jesus Christ. You seriously think Sharknado is really fucking real? We'll be right back. look at everybody on Twitter just delighting themselves about that stupid fucking movie. My God. Sorry. So I'm watching somebody's stupid videos. I was so caught up with that stupid Sharknado bullshit. Like, really? The fucking sharks is just gonna flop all over the fuck. Hey, how many sharks do we have in the world? And they all just bundled up for Sharknado? I hope no sharks were hurt during the process. Yeah, don't worry, we're going to smoke some dope right now, but I want to talk about this $15 an hour. You know, Seattle sees a fallout from the $15 minimum wage. I mean, let's be honest here. I don't believe a McDonald's worker should earn $15 an hour. Seriously. I mean, whatever happened, see, this is what the problem with America is. And all these stupid politicians trying to be your fucking friend. You know, back when I was growing up in the 80s, jobs had different wages to show you where you are in life. If you want to be better, then go to a higher paying job. Now you got higher paying job for lazy people. You think a burger flipper is going to want a new career after they could be lazy sitting on their ass flipping fucking burgers? But what happens is, when this $15 an hour shit comes around, jobs and companies, they're not going to pay you the full fucking 8 hours. They're going to give you 4-hour shifts. And what kind of dumb fuck's going to come to work for 4 hours? Fuck that. Well, why even go? Serious. And all these people crying, well, I can't live. What do you mean you can't live? Pull out your phone. Your phone is fucking expensive. How'd you get that fucking phone? See, people don't have priorities anymore. They wanna look cool with everyone else. How am I gonna live on $8 an hour? Shit, do you know my grandfather only fucking made $4 an hour, and he fucking fed like over 9 kids on $4 an hour? And don't tell me inflation, there's a dollar store almost every fucking mile away. There's hamburgers for a dollar on every fucking corner. So don't tell me you can't make it. These people, they want the good things in life, but they don't want to work for it. They want to sit on their ass and get a freebie. What the fuck is going on in America? Where's the value of life? You know, everyone seems to think that they deserve something. Bitch, you don't deserve shit. America doesn't owe you shit. You owe America more than anything else. Barco, don't be talking about Sharknado in the chat room, you know. I just can't believe all those sharks. You guys got to remember, once they hit the ground and there's no water, they die. Imagine the smell. And who's going to clean up all that fucking dead shark carcass all over your city? That is so stupid, Sharknado. I mean, it's a good concept for the first one, but why would you even go and dare to make a fucking third one? Is the 90210 guy in it? What's his name? Ian something? That motherfucker. But yeah, these fucking shows nowadays, they fucking make no goddamn sense. Whatever happened to trying to make shit as close to reality as possible? When is a shark gonna ever jump in a fucking hurricane or tornado? I'm sorry. When is that ever gonna happen? Are monkeys gonna fly out of my butt first? Before that happens? Anyways, I don't give a fuck who else is in that goddamn shark fucking movie. I just think that's completely fucking pathetic. Is it making any money whatsoever? I mean, are they using merchandising? I mean, has anybody seen a kid wear a Sharknado shirt? I mean, what are they doing? Just making movies? Well, they're like a bunch of fucking, fellas in Atlanta with the, they got their dad's camcorder and they're out just making movies. Hey, it's life, right? Tara Reid. Bo Derek is in there. God. I'm telling you, these fucking washed up actors, the only way you'll remember them now is by these stupid cheap ass fucking movies. Get the fuck out of here. But anyways, it's not 90210 time, nor Sharknado time. It is smoking marijuana time. And if y'all want to smoke with me, just press 420 in the chat room. And join us for a little puff puff pass, a little smoke and toke, something that we call weed-rific. Yeah. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to open up the phone lines. If you're on the phone, I want to hear you guys smoking weed, cough. Do something, inhale, exhale, do something. And to those of you who are on the phone and they don't want to fucking say anything, just don't say anything. Don't be a dumbass. Hit the music. Now that's what I'm talking about right there. Go ahead and light this blunt up. Hopefully it doesn't knock me out. Oh, there we go. They got the smokers. Oh, yeah. Now that's some good-ass weed right there. Hell yeah. Let me hear some virgin lungs. Ah! get it all out, baby. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're probably going to shut the show down in just a bit. Shit, I'm on fumes. I pulled an all-nighter tonight. I mean, last night, people. I haven't slept. I haven't taken a little cat nap. Yeah. I think I'm going to knock out after the show. That's what I'm talking about. Alright, whoever's smoking in the background, you're coughing a little bit too much. Alright, stop it. If you don't know how to smoke weed, then don't smoke it. I don't know who the fuck that guy is, but he's fucking, he can't smoke shit. I think that was a possible. And who brings the baby to smoke out? Jesus Christ. Alright, get the music back on. To those of you out there who are bringing your babies so we can hear them on the fucking radio, it's not funny to make them fucking cough like that. They can fucking choke and die, and then you guys are gonna blame me. Where's the fucking real parents at? Jesus Christ. But anyways, like I said, people, I'm a little bit tired. I went on a date last night with a lovely woman by the name of Jessica. Not Jessica, but Jessica. She was adorable. She had a nice frame of body, but the only problem I had with her is that she needed bigger tits. She had a big C, you know, nice little handful. But yeah, we painted the town red, people. Fuck, we went all over the place. We went from San Jose to San Francisco. We went to a couple of beaches. We got all drunk at a fucking bar. We fucked in my car. We went to the beach. We fucked on the beach. We had a great time. I fucked her 5 times and the last night. Or this morning. But yeah, I'm still on fumes, people. I haven't slept. I fucking shit. My eyes are swollen shut. I'm just chilling. You met a Jessica. No, her name's Jessica. I called her Jess because I have a friend on Periscope. Her name's Jessica, but we call her Jess. And, I was calling her Jess, like, last night, and she got all mad. I wasn't going to call her Yes. Jessica. It's a Mexican thing, but... Hey, but the sad thing about this chick is, you know, we were talking about each other, you know, our lives, and, you know, how we became or who we became. And she was telling me that she was getting, like, 4 years ago, like, she was going to get married. And, you know, everything was all fine and dandy. The wedding day came, she was all ready. The guy's parents and family members, her family, parents, work associates, you know, big fucking wedding. And that guy leaves her at the altar. He paid for everything. And they found him at his home in Connecticut, fucking crying on the bed like a little fucking kid. I started laughing when she was telling me the story. I know it sounds like being a dick, but I mean, come on. Not every day you hear a woman gets left at the altar. I would have loved to have been there just to see the reactions of people. Like, seriously. That's what I say. Get a fucking American name, Jesus. But some Latina bitches like to be called whatever the fuck they want to be called. Jessica. Bitch, Jessica. But anyways, we had a great old night. Fuck. Like I said, I was on the beach. There's this little hidden beach in San Francisco. Me and Pimp take our little, we'll take his fucking little hooker bitches there. We'll have like a big old bonfire and we'll all be fucking just chilling, having fun. But now I took her to this beach and we were just there chilling, fucking in the sand. It was a beautiful night last night, ladies and gentlemen. You just look at the stars and you just see it. It's so beautiful. And then you're having sex on the beach with sand all up in your ass. The greatest feeling in life, right? Trust me, I hate that fucking feeling. Sand all over your fucking legs. Everything. But yeah. I had a great night last night. Oh, Barco wants to be stupid? See, this is why you get banned, Barco. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm tired of little bitches like you sitting here and thinking you're fucking cute on the fucking internet. Get the fuck out of here. I'm done with these fucking stupid internet fucking dumb fucks. These retarded people like fucking Dumbo and fucking Guy and all these other fucking idiots. Like Barco, I knew you were gonna fuck up by saying some stupid piece of shit thing. What type of man tells another man when another man's telling him about what he did to another woman? What type of man tells another man that it was, it's a guy? Is that what you fantasize about, you sick motherfucker? This is why I don't got time for stupid fucks like you. You're disgusting. You're a fucking faggot. You're a piece of fucking shit. And I don't got time for that fucking shit. I hate fucking stupid ass Barker, you stupid little faggot. Look at the way you talk. Hi everyone, this is Barco. Faggot, get some balls in your fucking ball sack. What do you got in there, Cheerios? Stupid little bitch. But anyways, I'm wide awake now. I guess the show will go on. I was fucking dozing off there for a bit. Fuck. Like I said, people, I pulled an all-nighter. I haven't slept. Poor Jessica had to go to work. But that's her problem. But she had a great night. I'm still getting text messages. She wants to do it again, but I'm like, you know, you can't do that every night. You'll get bored of it. But anyways. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I wanna catch some Z's. Shit. But I'm telling you, people, you guys know a beach that's secluded. Nobody's there. Shit, take a woman or all you women out there, take your men. And fucking go out and have a great time. Trust me, I did. We did. Me and good old Jessica. But yeah.
You gotta love the beach, though. Hearing the waves crash while you're fucking, you look at the sky, it's just nice and clear. Not a fucking cloud in sight. Making that bitch climax all over you to get more sand stuck on you. Making her fucking just bust fucking goddamn Niagara Falls all over your fucking shit. Oh, you gotta love it. But anyways, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I think we did enough here. So I want to say thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate it. Like I said, Mekazawa is on assignments. So he'll be back as soon as he gets back. As for me and the big dog, Chewbacca, I want to say thank y'all for tuning in. This is 186.2 Deuce, the worldwide radio show. The most hated show here on Spreaker, because we tell it like it is, the way it should be told, not the way it should be molded. All right, everybody, have a great night, and I'll see you tomorrow on Thursday Night Live.
186.2 is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Yuffie bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear! Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Spreaker and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow, because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, a green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. We didn't need it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.